So here's the deal. Reid taught us that plat approval is not discretionary, that if the plat complies with the ordinance requirements, you have to approve it, right? But a concept plan is a part of implementing the zoning on a property, and the concept plan is completely discretionary. And so you don't want to put those two items on the same agenda. So that's the difference between subdivision platting, which Reid just talked about, and zoning that we're going to talk about now. Because zoning is a discretionary, fully legislative act. Did y'all get the difference? Have you ever seen one together in one item?
I think the point is separate planning and zoning.
Right. Okay. So this actually has gone viral, my picture. It's showing up in lots of conferences about zoning. But why do I put this in here? Well, first of all, I love to laugh. Secondly, zoning issues are very emotional issues. And what we want to talk about today are the basics of zoning that will allow you to be calm and confident when all hell is breaking loose in your community. How many of you have witnessed just communities torn apart by zoning cases? If you haven't, it's only a matter of time, okay? I see a lot of city council members elected as a result of zoning cases. Nothing coalesces a neighborhood like a zoning case.